Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking success and what makes success successful. Thinking about the successes that we would like to achieve, the places we would like to get to in our goal setting, can be a particularly motivating feature of the goal setting process, can help us get to the place that we would like to get to, can help us to maximize our energy and direct that energy towards achieving our goals. But it must be said, there's also a potential for hidden danger in focusing on particular types of success. And there's some pitfalls in using success as a measure of goal achievement in the process as well. And factoring these things in and actually considering the place of success can actually improve our goal setting and lead, hopefully, to sustainable happiness and happier lives. It's unfortunately quite common for people to achieve their goals and only then ask themselves, well, what now? What's next? And not have actually asked themselves what the next steps for them would be as they're achieving their goals and as they're planning their goal setting process. And this can mean that we often have an idealized picture of our end point, of the success, of how our life is going to be. And that can mean that we almost have blinkers on and we actually don't see important things about ourselves, but also about our life. And the downside of this is when we get there, we can actually find out that the desired end point was not what we actually expected, that our expectations were quite high and the actual experience of that could have fallen short. And that can leave us feeling a little deflated. So our success at success depends largely on how we actually define it for ourselves, on the purpose that it serves for us and in our lives, and on the meaning and value which we actually attribute to it, and where that meaning and value actually are derived from. Is it coming from us personally, or is it driven by other people's, you know, values and expectations? And remember that all goal setting is a journey rather than an end. And so it's being able to actually experience and enjoy the journey rather than seeing success as an end point. So this week's mind game, thinking about your current goals, thinking about the things that you would like to achieve and the life that you would like to have for yourself, ask yourself, are these goals based on any type of success? Are they based on an end point or a place? Or are they based on a feeling and a way of being? Are they based on things that you would like to have in your life and how you would like to be in your life? Any point in the future, any goal that we set needs to be sustainable. Sustainable goals involve all aspects of our life, cognitive, social, emotional, behavioral elements. And so any end point that we set needs to address all of these elements, otherwise it's likely to fall short. And then ask yourself, well, what comes next after that? Is my goal actually an end point at all, or is it actually a step in the journey towards a happier life? So aim for successful success this week with Mind Games.